some fun and noteworthy news on the coaching front in Bloomington, as Calbert Chaney will be on the Hoosier basketball staff next season.
You are Locked On Hoosiers, your daily podcast on the Indiana Hoosiers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. You are Locked On Hoosiers, the one and only daily IU podcast. We're part of the Locked On Network, your team every day. I'm your host, as always, Jacob Rude. We're free and available anywhere you guys listen to podcasts at, including over on YouTube. Also, big thanks for making us your first listen every single day. Today's episode is brought to you by Bird Dogs. Go to Locked On College, Bird Dogs / Locked On College. And when you enter the promo code Locked On College, they'll throw in a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti style tumbler with every order, like the one I'm showing the camera now. Some noteworthy, big, fun, just the type of kind of enjoyable, feel-good news that you love to see come across your proverbial desk on Tuesday, as Calbert Chaney is back in Bloomington, will be part of the IU coaching staff next season. His role will be director of player development in a non-recruiting coaching role. Had somewhat of a similar position title in the NBA the last couple of seasons. He spent the last 3 years with the Pacers in just kind of a general player development role. It was an assistant coach with a focus on player development. The roles aren't kind of as clearly defined in the NBA, but he's obviously been at IU before. I'm sure many of you remember he was a director of operations 2011 and 12, spent two seasons in Bloomington back then. He'd been in the NBA in the G League, kind of bouncing around a little bit, but now is back in he'll be back in Assembly Hall, and that is super, super fun, super cool. Mike Woodson's quote on adding Chaney to his staff, a quote, "I could not think of anyone better suited to be part of this program than Calbert Chaney. Every team or program he has been a part of after his playing career, he has had an immense impact on as a player in college and as a pro. His experiences are as good as it gets. Our players can ask him, how do you become successful when you get in college? What can I do to help my team win a national title? What do I need to do to be an All-American or National Player of the Year? And how did you become a first-round draft pick who played 13 years in the NBA? All great points, all great things that he can bring to this program. There's a couple thoughts I have on this. First and foremost, it's probably a similar thought to a lot what a lot of you guys had. It's just cool to see him in Bloomington. And to see these former players coming back to Bloomington to join the staff, to just help IU succeed again. Chaney, the latest among them. Jordy Halls was also a really fun one to see him join the staff. I mean, obviously just Mike Woodson, he counts as well. But getting guys, there's a certain, I think, level of maybe pride. It's kind of intangible that you have, or that these guys have for the program. Not to say someone that didn't attend IU can't also be successful or even have that level of pride, but Chaney, Jordy, Woodson, those guys played at IU. So to see them come back, and it spans across a number of generations, it's a deeper connection you can form with fans to, I mean, make this program mean more. Not that it barely can, I think. I mean, it's a very impactful program, but it just kind of adds another layer of connection. It adds another NBA mind to the staff. This is kind of beating a dead horse, but I mean, we've said time and time again, high school recruits, transfers, all those guys kind of view, maybe not all of them, that's unfair. A lot of them view the college game as kind of a stepping stone to the NBA. Mike Woodson's adapting to that. He understands that. He was a former NBA guy, and now he's adding another former NBA guy to his staff. It's not a recruiting role, but still, you can say, look, we have NBA-level player development guys who can help you improve your game and tell you what it's going to take to succeed in the NBA, what skills you need to have, what skills you need to develop, what life is going to be like in the NBA. You have multiple voices now. Mike Woodson and Calbert Chaney, they coached a number of years. They played a number of years in the NBA. Head coach, assistant coach, player development coach. Like I said, they both played pretty lengthy careers, relatively speaking, in the NBA. So that matters. I keep saying that this stuff matters, but IU's doing a good job of realizing what wins in recruiting and adding to that. And then just kind of to almost reiterate the first point, this is a lot of guys who care about IU, and that's just enjoyable to see as well. Woodson, Halls, Chaney, they're all IU guys. They all want to see IU succeed. They've been a part of success for IU, and they want IU to have that moving forward. Again, not suggesting that there are guys on the staff who didn't, or previous guys on the staff didn't. But I don't even really know the right way to kind of describe this. But with these guys, you know, if they played here and then they come back here, they clearly care a lot for IU, that they want to see it succeed and they want to help it succeed. It means a lot to them. And just knowing that, it's great to see. So I think this is a home run hire across the board. If you would have just simply told me IU was adding an NBA player development coach to its coaching staff, I would have signed off. That would have been perfect. That it's Calbert Chaney. What a terrific hire that checks off so many boxes. It's awesome. It's going to be awesome to see him back in Bloomington on a regular basis. And it's going to be awesome to have him around to hopefully continue to get these high level recruits rolling in and hopefully get them improving, developing, and helping IU find success, both individually and as a team, to get another banner hung up. It's been way, way too long. IU Baseball is looking to hang up its version of a banner. I don't know what they quite do for baseball national titles or anything like that, but Big Ten tournament started for them on Tuesday. They survived. We'll talk about that game against Illinois and what's at stake for them next. But let's talk about today's sponsor, Bird Dogs. You guys have heard us mention them a fair amount in recent weeks. A new sponsor, but a really fun sponsor. They are shorts, pants that are absolutely perfect for everything. The fit is great. They are comfortable, stretchy fabric that I absolutely love. They look good. They feel good. And the best part is you can wear them doing literally anything. If you're going to spend a day lounging around at home, if you're going to go for a swim in the pool, if you're going to go to a cookout, if you're going to go to the golf course, if you're going to go to a meeting, go to date night, whatever it is, these shorts are there for you. They're perfect for so many different things. My favorite part is how hilarious some of the names are. I actually pulled them up this time because I keep telling you guys, I want you to laugh at these as much as I do. There's so many of them. Indianapolis Jones, Lunchman Larry's, the Flying Wasps. These are all names of their shorts. The Captain South America's, the Fast and Bicurious, the Marlon Rando's, the Billy Wonka's. These are hilarious. Go on there. I promise you there's a lot of other names that are very funny. Go on there and just have a laugh. If nothing else, spend 5 minutes just laughing at these products. But also, consider checking some out, because if you go to birddogs.com/lockedoncollege and you enter the promo code LockedOnCollege, they'll throw in one of these free custom Bird Dogs Yeti style tumblers with every single order. So try them out today. Take a little drink out of that Yeti style tumbler as well. Big thanks to you guys for making us your first listen each and every day. We're going to continue to cover the baseball team as they're in the Big Ten tournament. Their win on Tuesday means they'll play again on Thursday, so we're going to talk about that game here in a second, but we'll have the recap of it in Friday's episode and get the stage set if they are going to be playing during the weekend, what that will entail as well. But they will be playing on Thursday because they did a little bit of survive in advance. They come from behind against Illinois, jump up to a big lead, and then withstood a ninth inning rally. They fell behind 1-0. The final score was 4-3. The Hoosiers win. They fell behind 1-0 in the fifth, the top of the fifth, bottom of the fifth. They scored 2 runs to take a 2-run lead. Then in the eighth inning, they tack on a pair of insurance runs that proved to be very important because Illinois had a bit of a rally, had the bases loaded in that bottom of the ninth, could not scratch the tying run to extend this game, and the Hoosiers hang on. The hero of the day, Evan Whitaker, who you want your kind of X factor, your out of nowhere heroics. Whitaker pitches 4 1/3 innings, gave up 1 hit and 6 strikeouts across the middle innings of this game for the Hoosiers. This was only his 3rd appearance since the start of April. He comes on and was dominant, to be quite honest. Ben Seller started the game through a couple innings. Ethan Phillips through the next 2 innings, gave up 1 run. But then Whitaker comes in and shuts him down. He only faced 15 batters in those 4 1/3 innings. Struck out 6, hit 1 batter. That was it. He gets a run, but it's unearned. And then Braden Reisdorf comes in and gets the save, which means Indiana moves on in the Big Ten tournament to Thursday, where they will play 3-seed Iowa. Iowa beat the brakes off Michigan 13-3 to start off play on Tuesday. Indiana and Iowa did play during the regular season. I believe I mentioned this. IU lost 7-1 in the first game, and then won 2-0 and 4-2 in the latter two games of the series. That was back in the very beginning of April, though. That was one of the first series IU played. It was the 3rd Big Ten series they had. So that was quite a long time ago, and I'm sure a lot has changed since then. But the Hoosiers still were the better team. They finished, I believe, a half game ahead of Iowa in the Big Ten standings. If they will lead off play on Thursday at 2 p.m. If they win, they will move to the semifinals and play. I'm not even going to be able to tell you because it's the winner and losers of games that have not happened yet. But they will move to the semifinals 1 game away from the Big Ten title game. And that game would be on Saturday. If they lose, they would play the next day. It's a double elimination tournament. So the Hoosiers still have a couple or one loss they can take and still win this. So big for them to start off on the winning foot on Tuesday. There were some baseball awards announced on Monday that I missed out on. So let's talk about those and what there was one really big individual award that the Hoosiers won, or a Hoosier won. We'll talk about what that was here in a moment. So the IU baseball team came away with one notable individual award. They were announced on Monday. Player of the Year was Matt Shaw of Maryland. Freshman of the Year was Devin Taylor of Indiana. He had a .328 batting average, 16 homers, a 1.146 OPS, 56 RBIs in 48 games. He bats third for Indiana, or at least he did on Tuesday. One of the Hoosiers' best players, and clearly the best freshman, and one of just outright the best players in the Big Ten, because on top of being Freshman of the Year, he was all Big Ten first team as well. The first team is by position. Each outfield position, three starting pitchers, a reliever, a DH, and an at-large. Taylor earned one of the outfield positions this season. Joining him on the first team was Ryan Kraft as the reliever. So a couple of first team honorees for a Hoosier side that, as we've mentioned, finished second in the Big Ten. All Big Ten second team also featured some Hoosiers. Brock Tibbetts was the first baseman, a sophomore. A lot of very young players. Obviously, Taylor's a freshman. Kraft is a sophomore. Tibbetts is a sophomore. Philip Glasser is a senior. He was second team All Big Ten as a shortstop. But Luke Sennard was a starter on the second team. He's a sophomore as well. And then All Big Ten third team, Josh Pine at third base. We mentioned him a few weeks ago maybe because he absolutely killed Purdue and was dominant in that series against the Boilermakers. Again, a sophomore as well. So we talked at the beginning of this week about how bright the future is for the softball team. The baseball team has a whole lot of players who are quite young, who are performing very well this season. And on the note of being young and performing well, the All Big Ten freshman team also obviously features Devin Taylor. And Tyler Cerny, a freshman, was a second baseman for the Hoosiers. Obviously, he was a freshman, but a second baseman on this team as well. So IU was well represented in the postseason awards. It's exciting times for IU sports. I mean, if you just look across the board, there isn't really a sport that you can be all that down about. Football, maybe. It's almost, I'm not going to bury the football team too much. But even then, Taven Jackson, I'm honestly really excited to see what him and Jalen Lucas do. The basketball team has all this excitement around it with the recruits coming in, Mackenzie Mbako, the transfers coming in, Calbert Chaney coming in, the women's basketball team coming off the best season in program history. And then you have softball team making the regional finals. We spoke about them at length at the end of last week, beginning of this week. And now the baseball team. And another team that is full of young talent that is also performing well this year. Like the softball team, finished second in the conference. We'll see if they're able to replicate some of the postseason success. Softball team got to the Big Ten Tournament Championship game and lost in a walk-off, a bit of a heartbreaker. But will the baseball team be able to get to the title game and maybe actually win a Big Ten tournament? A completely foreign concept, I'm sure. But it would be fun to actually win a Big Ten tournament for once. We'll see if the baseball team can do that. All these games will be, the Big Ten tournament games are broadcast on Big Ten Network. So basically this entire week, you can just turn on Big Ten Network and have baseball on. So baseball is the best, I think it's the best kind of background sport. So just turn it on. IU plays, as we said, on Thursday, but there'll be at least one game on Wednesday. It looks like a couple games on Wednesday. And then as this thing really gets going, heading into the weekend, there'll be a lot of games between losers brackets, winners brackets, things like that. So turn on Big Ten Network, watch some baseball, and catch the Hoosiers on Thursday at 2 p.m. It'll be a short episode today. Thank you guys for making Locked On Hoosiers your first listen every day. Every dayers, we'll cover Big Ten baseball. We'll cover whatever happens with the tournament the rest of this week. So be sure you guys are tuned in to stay up to date on that. And as we head into the NCAA tournament next week, be sure to follow us on Twitter if you have not already. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave those ratings and reviews. I know I ask for it all the time. It really does help us. So if you guys can, just quickly, whatever platform you're on, Spotify, Overcast, iTunes, just quickly head over, give us a 5-star review. It really does help a lot. So big thanks to you guys for doing that. Most importantly, though, guys, I hope everybody has a terrific hump day, a good Wednesday, and as always, LEO.